Welcome to Pixelated Radio, playing the best of yesterday and today. I'm your host, Henderson Mann, and with me today is a cavalcade, a cornucopia of people. Starting with, I would say, as always, Kush, but he's not always here anymore, but he's back.
All right.
Call him out right off the spot, man.
So Kush is back, and you heard Rich there. What's up, Rich?
Nothing much, man.
And I got no negative feedback about Corey being on the show. If Kush did, he didn't tell me. So Corey's back.
Apparently, hey, guys.
Fox didn't listen.
Oh, snap. Rich is already throwing down. It's because he's white, isn't it, Rich?
Oh, I'm surrounded by white people, so that can't be the case.
All right, guys. We've got a lot to talk about and a lot to get through. Well, I don't know if we got a lot to talk about or a lot to get through, but I got shit to do today, so we're going to hit this shit up. So, I don't know. The outline is kind of fucked because Corey's not part of our outline.
Yeah, well, it wasn't even updated since, like, early September when I checked. I was like, I'm going to go check this and, do some edits. And I'm like, nobody's using this anymore.
Well,
I used it.
Yeah, we used it, but we just didn't change the date or something probably because we actually used it last time Rich was on. But
That was like 20 months ago.
And I didn't use it when Corey was on because I didn't have him set up on the list or whatever. So anyway, no big deal. We'll just wing it here.
It's funny, though, because if there's no overlap between you and Rich, there's also no overlap between me, you, and Rich, because I haven't played any of those games either. But I have my own individual games, which is ridiculous.
Awesome. Let's hit what we've been playing. I know for sure that what we've been playing, because I know Corey and Rich have been playing Forza Horizon 2.
Indeed.
And let them. I want to hear Rich's impressions because I know he was super excited for this game.
I will say one thing. I did pick up a copy on launch day, and it is still wrapped up.
What? You need to get on that, man.
This is sick.
I couldn't. I had Shadows of Mordor, and then NBA 2K took all my time.
Yeah, I know. I see you playing NBA a lot. Okay, so initial. Okay, first of all, I have to say, of the two Forzas, I'm more of a fan of the proper Forza.
Motorsport.
I wasn't really expecting to like Horizon 2 that much. The first one left me kind of like, I played it just to get achievements. I'm having a hell of a lot of fun with this game, man. There's tons of stuff to do. It's like, even when you're going, like, okay, basically what happens in the game is you start off and you go on your road trip to go do events at this city or this town or whatever, and you choose the discipline you want to do, like, exotic cars from the 60s, Japanese sports cars from the 80s, what have you. And this is a ton of variety. The weather effects really mix the gameplay up a lot as well. You may start the day and it's dry, and then by the end of the day it's like, torrential downpours and the track, be it asphalt or mud, is slippery as all get out. It's just a lot of fun, man. I mean, Corey, what do you think?
Pretty much the same stuff, man. I love just driving around, honestly. The races are fun because they are themed, but you can really just move around in that world and just have something to do almost all times without actually doing the events.
Yeah.
So, now, when you're driving around in the world, do you see other random people, or they only appear in races?
There's other cars. They're all done by the Drivatar thing. So, like, that's when I saw you last week. You were just driving around with your little Drivatar thing, whatever. And, they're also ranked on how much you play. So you can have, like, a level one person who's never played the game but maybe played the older Forzas, or like we said, maybe the demo, and they'll be level one and they'll be driving starter cars, cheapy cars that don't go fast. But if you have friends on your list or just other random Drivatars that are like level 30s, I don't know what the max level is, but I've seen some like 150, and they're driving really nice cars like Lamborghinis and whatever.
Oh, nice. I've been tempted to pick this game up, but I don't know, man.
I tell you, you may enjoy this one, Rob, only because it's a lot more forgiving as far as Forza. I mean, the circuits themselves, there's lots of runoff. You really have to go off course. I mean, you can go off road with it. You can find shortcuts. If a guy's got a faster car than you, you can like say, "Hey, I don't see any trees through that path. Maybe if I sneak through there, I can make up some time."
What if the guy in the fast car does the same thing? You're screwed.
Yeah, sometimes he does. Sometimes he doesn't.
That guy's a dick. That's what we call those people.
I guarantee Rob will hate it.
I don't know, man. I think
you will hate it because my father loves racing games and he does not like Forza Horizon 2, the demo at least, because the off-road things, the pathing on those is not that great. So it's easy to get really lost if you're not used to racing games, or if you're more of a casual player. I think you will not enjoy that aspect of the game.
I love going off-road, though. We spend most of our time in Grand Theft Auto going off-road, so...
Yeah, but you will never win a race. You will just be like, "I'm off-road," and like you will end up being so far off course. You'll be like, "I'm in another race."
That's
now.
True. But can I?
I can't say that completely though, because I'm not generally into racing games. So, and I'm having as much fun as I am. So, it very well could be something that just sparks a interest in this type of game for you,
yeah,
Rob.
I think I would definitely give it a shot.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't care for Forza Horizon 1 because I didn't know that there was an arcade function. I thought it was too. To me, it was too much just like old Forza, so...
Rob already buys enough games. He doesn't need to buy another one.
Yeah, I know. It'll probably be something I might pick up during, you know, Black Friday or something. If I can find a good deal on it.
Well, the first one you could find like for $20 on the Black Friday after it was released, so I wouldn't be surprised if we see something similar to that.
Yeah, it's a possibility. We'll see. If I get it cheap enough and I've got the cash, I'll definitely pick it up. But because I did like the demo enough where I'm like... If this was cheaper, I would probably learn to play it. But there's no other racing games coming out right now that I'm very much interested in. I don't know. I've heard a lot of bad things about The Crew, even though Big Steven's been hyping that game up. The scuttlebutt I have been hearing has not been good scuttlebutt.
So you've heard that The Crew is the poo. Aren't you happy I'm back?
Okay. Is there anything else you want to say about Forza Horizon 2? We beat that dead horse. All right. Let's go ahead and have Corey start with what he's been playing, and that way if anybody's played anything he has, we can jump in and discuss that. So, Corey, what have you been playing, bud?
Well, since last week, I did pick up The Evil Within, and I've been playing a good chunk of that. I would guess that I'm halfway through it.
What chapter are you on?
I'm at the tail end of chapter 6,
I
think.
A third of the way through that game.
Really?
No, you're about halfway. Yeah. That's right. It's 15 chapters, but the chapters do get way longer.
Yeah, I noticed the first couple of them were, 30 minutes.
Yeah, I am now in probably halfway through chapter 7, so you're almost caught up with me. I really enjoy this game, but I had to play it in small, frustrating doses.
when I played it, I played it in like one setting, so I had the day off, so I spent most of Wednesday playing it, and it is a weird game because it starts out very stealthy. Mm-hmm. You can't really get hit, you can't really get spotted by anybody, and if you do, it's pretty tough if you're fighting more than one person to survive. But later on, like after chapter 3 or 4, it becomes a completely different game. Mm-hmm. You're actually You don't have ammo still. I mean, it's very limited, but you are running into hordes of people and weird enemies.
Yeah, it does get frustrating sometimes. The ammo drops. You're just like, come on, give me something. And you'll see a box of ammo, and you're like, oh, thank goodness. There'll be one bullet in it. You're like, you motherfuckers. So, but man, I really do enjoy the game. It's it does give you that Resident Evil 4 feel. Some of those bosses though are just like ridiculously hard. I don't know if, have you gotten to the giant dog boss yet?
I have
that,
not.
Oh, I'm so mad about that. I was playing it. I finished that last night and it's a hard fight, but I don't know if it was hard because I didn't have any ammo and there was really not much laying around. But that game's really good. If you die in a location several times in a row, ammo will start dropping, or they'll leave ammo out in the open so that you can get ammo early on. So it's in case you're dying because of, not having the ammo. One thing that does annoy me about this game, though, is punching an enemy, you might as well be hitting them with a pillow for as much damage as it does. Like, you'll hit an enemy and you won't even knock them back or nothing, and they can just continue to hit you. So I don't really care much for that. I think there should be some kind of, you know, stunning them or something, because it just seems like you punch them twice and they just kind of, yep, I'm still going to hit you with this hammer and you're going to die.
Well, and you have that upgrade system, too, that allows you to increase your strength and whatnot. And I've got my melee at, like, 240% mm-hmm. damage, and it still does nothing. I mean, it still takes, like, 10 hits to kill him.
Yeah, and it's kind of like one of those things you got to go up and hit them twice, because if you try to hit them a third time, they will hit you first. They will hit you and take half your health away. It's ridiculous how much damage enemies do in this game.
So it makes it sound like they designed it that way, so you'd have to run to make it more scary, I guess.
It's definitely not like something like Outlast where you got to hide from every enemy or anything because you don't have any way to deal mm-hmm. with them, but it's not an easy game. And I think when I watched the review on it on IGN, they said that they died like 240 times by the time they finished the ending of that game. So it's not an easy game.
I'm sure I'll be pretty close to that.
Yeah, I'm sure I'll be over it as many times as I died at certain bosses. Anybody with a chainsaw is a fucking nightmare. So
that first guy with a chainsaw, I had a buddy who knifed him to death.
Oh, the one that you're supposed to run from?
No, not that guy. The first one you actually fight.
Knife him to death.
The one that, yeah, he somehow killed him with a knife. He got, there's an achievement for it, so he wanted to get that achievement.
I didn't even know there was a knife in the game.
Well, your melee, your stealth, okay. Like sneak up behind him and knife him in the back.
Oh, I didn't realize you could even do that. Wow.
I didn't either, not until he told me. So
that's pretty awesome then. I tried to knife that first one that you see with the chainsaw, and he killed the shit out of me. The one you're supposed to hide from. I was like, you motherfucker. But
go
ahead.
It gives you a prompt right at the very beginning of the game. I was stuck in that little room where you were hanging at the beginning. Yeah. Because I thought it wanted you to to knife him in the back, and I did it like five times in a row. I was like, what am I doing wrong?
So the same thing I did. So, yeah. But I really like The Evil Within. I could definitely recommend it if you like stuff like Resident Evil 4. It's going to be hard. It's not Dead Souls hard or anything, but Dark Souls, Demon's.
Are you playing it on casual or Survivor or whatever?
Or Survivor. Please.
Yeah, that's.
I don't play no games on easy. Unless if I tell you I play a game on easy, then it's because I played that game on easy, but most time it's always normal. And sometimes I have to buy upgrades in games like Dante's Inferno because I couldn't beat the last boss. I had to buy the damn upgrades because I was like, I can't level up anymore and I just need this one attack, and I can get it with my buy this a couple of these gems. So anyway, that's good. Evil Within, I liked it. Corey, you seem to like it.
One last thing I will say about it is that everybody's complaining about how it's letterboxed. I didn't even realize it until like 2 hours into the game. I was like, oh yeah, there's a black bar on this screen that I didn't even notice.
Wow, how big is your TV?
42-inch. It's not huge, but
same size as mine. I don't know, man. I can't. I've gotten used to it now, but early on, man, it was like, oh my god, this letterbox is terrible. I guarantee a third of that screen is letterboxed. It's terrible.
Yeah, the only issue where I had screen space that was too small, I don't know what I'm trying to say, when I was like trying to look down a ladder or something, and I was like, I know there's an enemy below me, but I can't see it because the screen's cut off. That's the only time I noticed it.
Yeah, I noticed it a lot when there was like, you were at the bottom of a hill and you're climbing up hills and stuff. Sometimes it was hard to see. I don't know, it really annoyed me. I really wish they had got rid of the letterboxing, but anyway, what else you been playing, Corey?
I did get a chance to try Aliens.
Isolation?
Aliens Isolation. Yeah. Not Colonial Marines. I only played maybe an hour, unfortunately.
Did you even get to the alien at that point?
Yeah. No, I haven't even met an enemy yet. Oh. So.
Yeah, you.
But I will say the atmosphere of that game is way more intense than Evil Within.
Oh, definitely.
I mean, like I said, I haven't even met an enemy, but I've been jump scared probably two or three times now.
Wow, so, an hour in? That's pretty good.
Yeah, there's like steam pipes that burst and stuff like that. But I'm really enjoying it so far. I plan on playing Well, I'll probably play it after I beat Evil Within, but I wanted to try it out a little bit.
That game really falls apart when the aliens and the enemies show up, because it's just like they don't want you to get to where you need to go, so they just kind of, mosey around the same areas, like the doorway that you're trying to get out of to get to the next doorway, and it's just like, come on, man, you walked off, and it's like suddenly you start to take a step, and oh, here he comes running back, and you're like, you motherfucker. So I kind of gave up on that game. I don't know if I'll go back or not. I've still got it, but I love the atmosphere in that game. That game puts you in a tense moment even before the alien shows up, like you said. And it's like, I really like that feeling, but it gets frustrating when the alien actually shows up and it's like dumb AI. It just doesn't feel very smart.
Let me ask you guys a question. I love the Alien, well, at least the first two Alien movies. If you didn't like Outlast, do you think you might still like Alien Isolation?
I think they're the same type of game, almost exactly.
Okay, yeah, because I didn't care for Outlast at all.
I just started playing Outlast. I do not know how you people do it.
Here's the funny thing about Alien Isolation.
I'm with you, man.
Here's the thing about Alien Isolation. Somebody said that they're bringing it out on the Oculus Rift. I would shit my pants. There's no way.
Yeah, because
there's no way I could play that.
Wasn't that one of the Oculus
demos? I would
demos
die
at
of a heart
E3?
Attack.
Yeah, I think it was. Yeah. There's no way. There's no fucking way I could play this game. Horror games on the Oculus Rift is going to be somebody's going to buy the shit out of those games. That person's not going to be me. I don't scare easy in games, but there's no fucking way I could. No. I think it's.
Yeah, you know, I love being scared in games, but for Outlast, I was just frustrated playing it.
You will never be able to kill the alien in the game. They have said that.
Okay, well, that's kind of
understandable. Yeah, you will not be able to kill it. So,
I've heard the androids are the
scariest. They're fucking
part.
Terrifying. Yes, yeah, because I don't want to give anything away because Corey's playing it, but yeah, they're kind of terrifying too. But
I've heard some stories about how those guys act. And apparently, they just want to help you. But
yeah, they help you with they help you to death
in the wrong way.
Yeah, yeah, nice. And sometimes you'll find like one laying on the ground, and they'll reach out and grab the shit out of you, and you'll fucking scream. Yeah, I screamed at 2 a.m. Don't judge me.
I'm on maybe when that game goes down in price, maybe
I'll interesting game, but I don't know. It's so frustrating because when the actual game part is try to get to A to B and the enemies just kind of stalk that location, it's just like, okay, this is very dumb AI and it's very apparent what's going to happen. And it apparently doesn't get any easier. And I know Lunchbox has been playing it too, and he said the same thing. And I think the guys at what's it?
Oh, if Lunchbox said it.
So,
do you get guns and weapons?
You
in that
do,
game, right?
But apparently you can't use them on the. You get like stuff that you can use to stun the aliens and the other enemies and stuff like that. And you do get guns, but you get very limited bullets. And apparently it says if you use a gun, sometimes it'll bring the alien to you, so it doesn't really help you any. So you kind of don't want to use the guns. So.
How is the gunplay? Because I noticed the
did you not hear the part where I said aiming? The alien comes if you use the gun? I ain't used the gun.
Oh, you haven't used it? Because, I mean, when I started the game, the camera or the movement is very floaty. So I didn't know if you could actually fight well at all. Because I just, move the joystick and it seems like it moves twice as long as you hold it down. So I don't know if you run into
that. You're probably going to meet your first enemy in the game. And that area is very frustrating. Because you can kill these people, but it's really hard. and it's like they can hear you coming a mile away, even if you're like crouched or and quiet. It seems like they'll turn. It's just everything about this game is the AI seems to know exactly where you're at all times, and that's what makes this game very frustrating. Because since the game knows where you're at, it may not just come out and try to kill you, but it'll still stay in that area where you're at, and it's just like ugh. And you kind of got to guess how long you got to run across the hallway. But you can't run. You got to walk quietly because if you make any kind of noise, you're dead. You're dead. Yeah. I mean, I seen the alien coming and I took off down a hallway, crouch walking. And I thought I had got away and then I could hear it come running behind me. And I'm like, fuck. And all of a sudden I look down and I see its fucking claws come up through my stomach and rip me to pieces. So, yeah, it's terrifying, and I haven't gone back since. So, and the checkpoints are fucking horrendous. There is...
Yeah, sort of like Dead Rising,
it's like,
kind of.
It's like Resident Evil 1, where you can do tons of shit, but if you do not save, you do not get a checkpoint.
Mm. Yeah, but you do have unlimited saves, unlike Resident Evil 1.
Yeah, but... The unlimited saves don't really do anything like Resident Evil. I mean, I guess you could run, do one thing, and come back and save, but the way the levels are spoiled out, they don't work out that well.
I heard of people getting killed while they were trying to save the game. Yeah, you can do that too.
It'll tell you when you try to go to the save point and there's an enemy near. It'll say there's an enemy close by, and you're like, well, shit, do I want to save? Because if I save this and turn around and it's right there, I'm fucked. So, you know.
So it'll trap you and save.
No,
then?
It can. It can. I don't know if it will or not, but they make it seem like it could. So I don't know.
Yeah, that would be terrible if you get halfway through the game and you save it.
So maybe you can. And it only has one save point. You can't like save two or three different locations. I don't think you can anyway. So anyway.
Yeah, I'm excited to get back to it.
It's definitely an interesting game, and it's interesting to see a game like that exist. I just wish the AI wasn't so dumb and relentless. So, anyway, what else have you been playing, Corey?
Honestly, that's been pretty much it. Those three games have eaten up most of my week. I've been kind of busy this weekend because there was a bunch of Halloween parties and stuff that I went to, so I didn't have a chance to play a lot right this on. Weekend.
Okay, Kush, what have you been playing, man?
Well, I said I played some of Outlast. I don't know about that. Yeah. I don't
know. I'm with you, man.
It's not the frustration thing. I just don't know how people can handle those kind of games. I got to the part where you're having to turn on the generator or whatever, and I turned on the first part of it, and then I hit it under the bed and some guy came and I was like, "Yeah, I'm done. I'm good." Don't know if I'm going to go back. It's a horrible idea. I knew I shouldn't have never ever started it. But yeah, that's Outlast.
Did you get past the guy in the wheelchair
scary.
Yet?
Yeah. Where he just jumps out.
Yeah, that scared
after
the fuck out of me.
Backtrack. Yeah, I was like, that really pissed me off. But I knew there was like, I knew he wasn't going to be able to do anything to me. And I knew I could keep going. But then I got to a point where it's like, I know I'm now at a point where things can actually...
You must
kill
have been down
whatever.
In the basement where that
water
yeah,
area.
That annoyed the shit out of me. And that's where I kind of gave up on the game. I finished that area and I got so frustrated. I said, yeah, I don't think I'll be back.
But yeah, I don't know. It's weird. But yeah, it's Outlast. It's not a bad looking game. And there's some odd musical choices with it.
Yeah.
With the audio. Or just... But yeah, I just can't do those games. Like I said when I played Slender, that original free little tiny one that I was getting antsy just from the menu music. So that says how I can deal with horror games. Not so well.
Oh yeah, Alien's got good music too, by the way. When that alien starts showing up, that music starts getting more intense. It's fucking terrifying.
Yeah, that's a big part of horror games, movies, anything is the audio. That might be the biggest part of any part of those kind of types of games or media. I have played and finished Shadows of Mordor, which I really liked. I know you didn't like it.
I didn't. It's not that I didn't like it. I just didn't connect with it. It's. I will say, since they brought out that patch, they have. I don't know. They did something with the weather. And the game has sunshine occasionally, and it looks really pretty when there's like reflections on the pools of water on the ground and stuff. But
it was always really, really pretty whenever it rained. I loved when it rained. It was like, oh, this looks really nice.
Yeah. So.
But yeah, I mean, the reason why I think you didn't like it as much is that it lives and dies on the Nemesis system.
Mm-hmm.
That is the game. If you don't like that, then you're not going to like the game. Because the story is whatever. The story is... Not it's unoriginal, it's just whatever. Who cares? I don't care. And I know some people who are really into Lord of the Rings don't like it because it messes with canon or whatever. I don't care about that. It's just like whatever, this is a revenge story, blah 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 blah. But the Nemesis system is something that I really got hooked into, and it's something I could see in other games. It wouldn't work in every game. I know there's some people who are just like, I don't want it in everything, but I think One game, for instance, that it could really work well in is the next Crackdown game. It would be perfect for a game like it would be perfect in Saints Row, mm-hmm. in these games where you have a lot of gang systems or the like.
Interesting.
But especially because I can't remember if Crackdown 2 worked this way, but with Crackdown 1, you have, you know, the various sub bosses and all that stuff, so it would make perfect sense in that type of system. But I really like it. I like the combat. I don't know about everyone else, but I immediately turned off both of the type of notifications for combat. So I didn't have the, I can't remember what they were. There was like a on-screen prompt for the button, and then there was maybe like a just other visual one, but I turned them both off because they just took me out of it. So, and I think it's very easy to just tell from their movements if they're going to attack or not.
The combat in the game is a lot more like arcadey than Batman is, because Batman you kind of need to hit buttons like slowly. This one you can like jam on buttons and you'll do pretty much. I know that you unlock an ability where if you hit buttons at a good timing rate or whatever, you do more damage, but I could never get that nailed down right. But
I really like the way the combat works because it isn't as, because I've been playing also Sleeping Dogs and I forgot how really, really strict it is, mm-hmm. with the countering system. I was like, holy crap, this is horrible. I don't remember this being this bad. But it's not as just stupid and dumb as Assassin's Creed, where you just wait and just counter everyone, where that's all you do. You're just like, okay, I'm just going to wait for somebody to attack and then press the counter button. There's actual, you know, back and forth, so I like that about it. You know, I think it's probably, and I haven't played a Batman game in a while, so I can't remember exactly how that system works, but I would say Mordor is it's the closest a game has come to being as good as Batman, if not better, in terms of combat.
Wow, you're talking me into wanting to play this game now, man.
But I really, really like it, and I just want to go back and play it and just mess around with the Nemesis system, since you can keep doing that after the main story ends. I'm not sure how, like, what a sequel would be. I mean, they leave it open, but I'm not sure, like, what the hell they would do in that sense. But I really like it. And it's Monolith?
Monolith, yeah.
It's the studio behind it. Yeah. They're a good-ass studio. Yeah. I really like them. I can't think of the last thing they've done that I didn't like. So I'm sure there's something in there, like there's probably some Wii game that's like, oh, they do this, I don't need to have that shoved in my face. Like I would love to see Condemned come back so much. That was like the perfect level of horror for me. That's what I want.
Condemned still has the best. Man. It still has the best sound when you hit somebody ever.
Yeah.
It's so good.
Yeah, that stays with you.
Those damn mannequins. But the main game I've been playing really is NBA 2K15, which had a really, really terrible launch. It was a horrendous launch where you cannot connect to the servers for like two or three days. I didn't have an issue with the face scanning making me look like
a dick monster,
a freaking monster. But
it's The Last of Us.
I did have it lose it like six times, and I had to keep rescanning. And then I eventually just said, I'm not using this. I'm not playing this game until it's all fixed. So it was just a horrendous launch. But I really, really like the game. Of course, it looks great. I think the one thing that I wish was in every sports game, it would get me to play any sports game, even FIFA, which I don't care about. I haven't played a FIFA game in forever because soccer is stupid, and that's a fact. So don't even
argue. Hey, now.
Hey, dude.
It's a fact.
I played soccer in college, so I have to defend it.
Yeah, I love soccer.
That's all people do in soccer is defend. but the My Player mode is why I love the game so much. If it didn't have that, I wouldn't care about it. Because they do such a great job of actually making you feel like you're playing as yourself, like you're actually, you know, going through the ranks and playing somewhat of a story mode in a sports game. And one of the things I really like over last year's version is that the way they grade you in game has changed quite a bit, and they don't hit you with so many negative points for certain aspects of playing, which were really annoying in last year's iteration. Like, if you were to go up for a shot and then you'd pass out of that shot. So you're going up for a layup, you can tell you're going to get blocked, or you're just trying to draw a player to you so that you can open up another player and then pass to them so they score. They would always knock you for that. It'd be like, passing out of a shot, that's a negative, that's a bad idea all the time. It's like, no, it's not. It's usually never that. And other things like that, where if you call for a pass and they don't pass to you, you don't get docked points in the grading system. So... And I also think it's been, gameplay-wise, it's much more realistic. It's not as easy to completely destroy teams. The stealing mechanic and system is not as easy as it was to just break, as it was in 2K14. I mean, I could get steals. I could get double-digit steals every game in 2K14.
I have a question, Kush. Did you record any video of your character in the game playing basketball with your face?
I haven't recorded any video. I did take a picture of one of my faces. It's not my current face because that one got deleted. And this face, like, I might go back because I've heard they fixed, because there were some people still having issues with the Xbox One version of face scanning, and they fixed it, like, I don't know, a day ago. So I might rescan my face or try to. But, like, my current face, I just accepted the fact that it isn't in the story cutscenes or outside of the game, but in-game, on one, I think, with the left side of my face, there's like this discoloration. So, like, I have like a burn scar or something. And I'm like, I don't care. I don't want to deal with this crap anymore. Because it was really, really annoying to keep scanning my face those first few days. But I really like it. I think the gameplay is a lot more balanced. And I've just been having fun with that when I'm not off doing the things that have kept me away from the podcast and other things. But that's really it. And of course, I've been playing is a loose term, the NBA, my NBA 2K15 app, which is really just something that you use to get more VC points so that you can use to upgrade your character or buy animations or clothing or shit like that.
I see. So did you pick up Fantasy Life? Did you order that?
No. I still have to look more into it because I didn't want to just blind purchase it. I'm guessing there's not a demo.
No, there's no demo. But let's get to what Rich has been playing. We're gonna do the show backwards. I'm going to go last. So.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I guess the first thing I want to talk about would be Project Spark. I was on the beta last year, and I didn't really think much of the game. I was like, oh, it's another build your own game, whatever. And I messed around with the tools a little bit. My kids got into it a little more than I did. But I wasn't really feeling it. And when it launched, I was like, oh, okay, it launched. Big deal. And
you made about as big of a deal of it launching as Microsoft did.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. But I'll tell you what, man. A funny thing happened. I started playing it, and I found an actual game. There's like a quest mode. I messed around with a little bit. And I was like, oh, let me see what this is about. And... next thing I knew, I was giving Microsoft money so the free game turned into a freemium game, and I started buying stuff in the quest mode, and I was kind of enjoying that. And I was like, oh, let me mess around and see what some of the people have done here with some of these levels. And I got to be honest with you, man, I found some compelling content in there. Everything from like a Portal game to a little bit of a Halo level, to some Zelda action, some platformer action, music games. I mean, there's a lot of crap in there too, but the way the rating system is, you can kind of sift through that pretty easily. And this game is actually kind of cool. I'm finding myself actually thinking about trying to make my own stuff again. Maybe I'll do it on my computer and mess around with that. But the game isn't bad, and apparently it's not reviewing bad either. This game may have some legs. Have you guys messed around with it at all?
I know I have played a little bit of it. I know Corey, me and Steven played a little bit with you, right?
Yeah, we tried that multiplayer.
Multiplayer is kind of wonky. Sometimes everybody's controlling the same character if the game isn't built for multiplayer. We tried to do that Fable level, and one of us was controlling the character, somebody was controlling the camera, and somebody was controlling the punch buttons. It was so weird.
Some
of that stuff's crap and broken, but but you know, we played one level where we were just kind of shooting a bunch of enemies, and we were all invisible though for some reason. It definitely looks better than it did in the beta. It's not as dark as it was. That was my biggest issue with that game, was it was so dark and it was hard to see anything. And even with the screen brightness all the way up, it was like, oh yeah, things are still freaking dark.
Yeah, you know, because I mean, I tried to get in a little big planet, and as beautiful as the game looked, I didn't like the control either at all, and it just seemed sort of limiting.
That jump is the worst jump in a video game I have ever played.
Yeah. And Project Spark might not be the visual dynamo per se, but I don't know. I mean, a lot of it depends on the actual user content. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think this is going to make or break the game. And I played some pretty decent things that weren't broken. So
right, that Zelda level was pretty awesome, kind of. But yeah, then again, would you play 8 hours of that if they made a game that long? Probably not.
Probably not. Only because there's so many other things mm-hmm. to try. I might want to try those too. This is something I can see myself going back to again and again and again. And you know, I think Microsoft credit, because I didn't think this game was going to be anything. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. I think it might stick around with this for a little while. I've also been playing D4.
I played a little bit of that. I played up till you had dinner or whatever, and then they said that you, the detective, and the cat girl were all leaving. That game's weird.
See, I love Deadly Premonition, so, and that wasn't a very good game per se, mechanic wise, but it just had some interesting characters
and the dialogue in the game.
Dialogue is awesome.
You're driving around town in that game and you're discussing DVD box sets. It's absolutely amazing. And it's like, they were using real movies and everything, talking about real TV shows like Twin Peaks. And you're like, oh my God. It's like made a podcast to discuss TV shows. And they're like, let's just throw that shit in there.
right. Well, if you get past the dinner and you actually go into, basically what happens is your character can travel in time. You go in the bathroom and you stare at the mirror and you call diving and you dive into the past. And if you think the cat girl is weird, you ain't seen nothing yet, man. You run into some pretty eccentric characters in the story. I don't want to give too much away because I want people to actually play this game, because it's pretty cool. Definitely when you get the chance, Rob, get past.
Oh, I didn't hate the game. It's a really hard game, a lot going on.
When I'm playing
Xbox One, I'm playing with everybody online usually. And so it's really hard to concentrate on a game like that when you got people talking. Yeah. So I need to go back to, I did like what I had played, and the game was just fucking weird.
It is, and it gets
and
way
I did
weirder,
like the stuff where like when the game starts out and you're going over the murder scene or whatever and looking mm-hmm. for clues and stuff, I thought that was really clever and kind of unique and fun.
Yeah, well, it gets, when you actually go into a dive, it gets a little more involved.
Did you
finish
this first episode?
No, I'm on the second chapter of the
first
episode.
How long did it take you?
See, because I was reading stuff and
right,
buying things, and I was just really getting into the game. So it took me a good 2 or 3 hours. I hear some people are like flying through the game, but apparently they're like missing up. They're not really paying attention to the minutiae.
I like to look around and with
this game lends itself to it, because when you find stuff, it's always interesting. It's nothing's really throwaway in it per se.
Hold on, Corey, did you have something to say? I thought you were saying something. You said something. All right, go on, Rich.
Yeah, so I would definitely, and it's something different, you know. I mean, gameplay wise, content wise.
But again, it's another one of those games that Microsoft put work into, threw it out there with no fanfare, just like Project Spark.
Right. Well, you know, hopefully word of mouth will get around, and again, it's reviewing okay, not as good as Spark, But it I think it's one of those games you're either really gonna love it or you're really gonna hate it.
Yeah.
I really love it.
Yeah, I definitely want to go back to it and give it a shot. It's a weird game, and it's something that Xbox has sorely lacked through its entire, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Catalog. Exactly.
And it doesn't require Kinect.
Correct.
Right?
No,
but you will.
You can play
you
with
will
it.
Want to turn your Kinect off or at least hide it, because I found issues where I'm sitting there with the controller and sometimes it'll just switch to Kinect for no fucking reason. If it'll
really?
Like detect some kind of movement of your hand or something, and it'll just turn Kinect on, and it's like, well, I can't do anything because my Kinect's not properly set up. I'm not in the right spot, so I'm trying to get up and turn the Kinect off. And the whole time I'll turn it off, and all of a sudden I'll see that meter going up where it's like, oh, it's going to turn the Kinect back on. I'm like, what are you seeing? And I thought maybe it was seeing the fan behind me because it's rotating.
Hmm.
And so I had to turn my fan off, and then I was like, I got tired of dealing with it, so I just took the Kinect off and threw it behind the TV so it couldn't see shit.
I haven't had any problems at all with that. That's interesting.
So, either that or I got fucking ghosts in the house that I don't see. That's a possibility too. So...
Yeah, so I'm definitely going to go back and play more of that for sure.
How much is that?
That's $14.99.
It's for the first two chapters. Yeah. I think there's supposed to be more.
Right, there are. There are. I don't know how many, though.
I don't know if they said or not. I'm going to say 5.
Okay. Yeah, well, a lot of content there. I've also been playing The Legend of Korra.
I heard bad things.
You know what, man? Okay, I'm a Legend of Korra fan. I love the Avatar. I love Legend of Korra. I had high hopes for this game because it's developed by Platinum, and they do action games right.
Is this done by Platinum Z Team?
No, honestly, dude, I think because of the source content, I think people had super high expectations for the game, and I think a lot of the scores is just the utter disappointment what we get. I don't think it's, you know, some people have given it like a 40 out of 100 or whatever. I don't think the game is by any means that horrible. What I will say is, it's a little sparse as far as the environments go, and as far as the story. I mean, it's not Destiny bad, but there isn't. I wish there was more. As far as the combat goes, I don't think. I heard people complain about the combat. The combat itself, I think, is pretty good. I'm having fun with it. I think the problem comes with lack of enemy variety and maybe environment variety. I've only played into the third chapter of the game. I think there's like 5 or 6 different locales. And it's a little sparse, but I'm actually having fun with it. I mean, I'm glad I got it.
Well, you say you make a good point, because I know a lot of fans are like,
I'm one of those.
Well,
people.
I know a lot of the fans that are video game reviewers that I've followed before. They always talked highly of The Legend of Korra, and they were all expecting this game to be good because Platinum was doing it. So it is a possibility that they were expecting more, and instead they got a game that's half developed for kids and not for the people.
No, it's definitely. I had some trouble.
Well, that's what I heard too. It was kind of hard for a kid style of game.
It's not a kid's game. I mean, the funny thing is, a lot of the problems with this game are kind of correlate to the problem with marketing of the actual TV series. I mean, the TV series, the fourth season isn't even on Nickelodeon anymore. I mean, they're just doing it digitally. Because its audience, it looks kind of like, because it's associated with Nickelodeon, people assume it's like a kid's show. But it's got a lot of adult themes to it. And it plays like it's not a kid's game. It isn't. Like my kids had to put it to casual like right away. They tried to play it on normal and they were just like that. And they're, you know, they're 10. They're not like, you know, babies, and they were having some difficulty with it.
It's a baby's game.
So yeah, I mean, I know. I think that the franchise itself comes with a lot of baggage. So I think that kind of lends to the horrible reviews. Mm-hmm. But it's not a horrible game. If you're a Korra fan like I am, I mean, I still see value in it. I'm having fun with it. I am. I mean, is it a game of the year? By no means. But I'm having fun with it. I can't give it a. I would give it like a low 70 if I had to give it a numeric score. You know. I've also been playing something that I didn't think I'd ever talk about again. I've been playing Titanfall of all
things. Yeah, I sold my copy to GameStop. That's how much I hate that fucking game. And I had even bought the season pass.
Dude, I tell you what, man. Nope.
There ain't nothing that this game could do to make me interested in it again.
You know,
they added Zelda.
God damn it. Now I gotta go back out and pick this fucking game up.
I wish they had added this at the beginning. They added the biggest draw of update number 8 is the Frontier Defense mode, which is essentially Horde mode for Titanfall. And I'm having a complete and utter blast with it.
So it's got like a co-op mode now, and it's not multiplayer?
Yes, four-person co-op. You're fighting environment. You're setting up turrets. You're fighting up hordes of
enemies. God damn it, that does sound fun.
Dude, it's awesome.
It's what makes me want to actually play it again.
Yes, and I wish you guys would, because I want to play with my friends right now. All I'm playing with is just like randoms, which is cool. I mean, some people you run to, they're talkative, and you're doing really good strategy. I mean, definitely, if you're playing with a group of people that are talking and really trying to strategize, it's a lot of fun. Every map, including the maps in the DLC, they're all part of this Horde mode. So it's not just like 8 maps. Yeah, so it's every map. And each map is balanced for that map. So some maps will have a ton of like suicide specters that's the other thing too. They've given the AI a lot more intelligence. Mm-hmm. I mean, they'll rodeo your Titan. They're just a lot more intelligent. You have specters, you have suicide specters that run at you and blow up. You have cloak drones where you'll be fighting and you're like, you hear like there's like these nuclear Titans that are walking towards you, and they you know, once they get to you're defending a harvester and you're trying to keep it from getting blown up. Mm-hmm. And they're walking at your, they say, oh, we got nuclear harvesters inbound, you know, nuclear Titans inbound, and like, I don't see them. You're looking for the drones are cloaking them. There's all kinds of this neat mechanics that aren't in Titanfall proper that
you're
are in
so
this.
You're so excited, you can't even put sentences together.
Dude, I know. It's so much fun.
I just looked it up at GameStop. It's $35 for a used copy, and I've got to decide if that's worth it or not.
Dude, it's a lot. I'll tell you what. I will be playing that for a long time. I will be playing it for a long time. Because I'm one of those people who kind of like, I played a lot of Titanfall at the beginning, and then I kind of got bored, and I would just play it when more maps came out, and I would play it, and I would get bored with those maps, you know. But this makes it so much fun, especially when you're playing with a group of people that are talking, and it's intense, man. It's really cool. Did I mention it was fun? So, I mean, if you have it, and it's free, it's probably the best thing about Titanfall after launch, and it's a free update. It's cool. So if you do have a copy of this, definitely dust it off and play it again. I'm hoping we see something similar to this in Destiny, because I hate Destiny. But that's another story.
Yeah, Destiny.
Destiny is something I completely forgot I played until y'all mentioned
it. Did you find it, Kush, or did you just get it from GameSpot?
I got a copy of it, and it's that is one boring, repetitive piece of crap.
That game sucks.
I do not understand where all the money went that they had, the budget of that game, and I do not understand how that is what came out of all the time they've been spent. I don't understand. I don't understand at all.
You know, and I'm sort of, you know, the map, the first map pack is coming, all DLC is coming out in December, and even with new content, is it going to fix like the main problems with the game? I mean, the fact that I have to go into how did this turn into Destiny talk? Anyways, you know, you want to know anything about the Destiny universe, you have to go in the tablet or or online and find out what's going on. I mean, it's the actual act of playing the game is fun, but there's just not enough meat. there's not enough story for me, man.
It's a competent shooter, but everything else about it is just lame and boring and dead.
Yeah, and yeah. It is. Well, okay, enough about Destiny. Last thing I want to talk about real quick, and then I'll let Rob go at it here. I've been playing Defense Grid 2. Have you guys been playing that at all? Or did you play the first Defense Grid?
I really liked the first Defense Grid, but I just don't feel like $25 is... I feel like that's too much for me.
It is too much.
If it was $15, I would have been like, oh, yeah, I'll pick it up.
It will
PC game?
It's. I think it's on PC,
too. What are you playing it on?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm
Xbox One, yeah. Yeah. That's why $24.
So many of the downloadable games for Xbox One just come out. You're like, you just randomly maybe go to the website and look up the games. You're like, oh, all these games are out there.
And the storefront the Xbox One is absolutely terrible to find new stuff. It's just like everything else about their UI is terrible for finding new things.
Really? I think it's pretty easy. I just go to new stuff and all the new stuff it shows is there.
No, it is garbage.
Really?
I don't have any issue with it.
I don't have an issue at all. I'm like, you have what's hot, you have what's new, and then you have DLC.
Okay, I didn't even know that Walking Dead Season 2 is out on Xbox One.
Yeah, I've been playing that too, but I'll say that. Everyone has played that already.
I haven't played it since the first one, but, you know, it's the same.
Yeah.
I finally finished it after, like, months. That's second season.
What the fuck is a Shadow Warrior game that's out?
That was out on PC for a while, and then it came out for Xbox. When it's like, you know, Duke Nukem or whatever. It's a
It's also $50 or $40. Fuck that noise.
Yeah.
Well, anyways, Defense Grid 2. I'm liking it. I like the first one. I like this one. The story for this one. It makes me wish.
Was there a story in the first one that you cared about?
I don't remember caring about any story.
I'm like, why are you talking about the story with this game?
No, I mean, there was kind of like some... Okay, the narrative. How about that?
No, I'm not
getting it. You put towers, and they shoot things right. That are going to your core. Who cares?
I know. Okay, so anyways, yeah, it's a lot of fun. And I'm kind of stuck, though. I'm almost done with the second chapter, and I don't know, maybe it's my 45-year-old mind. I just can't seem to get the towers up fast enough. Could you have?
you heard it here first, guys. Rich can't get it up fast enough.
you know, there's a pill for that.
That's not what she said. But anyways, it's getting a little tough now. But I'm enjoying it. There's a lot of variety with the enemies and with the towers. It's cool. It's like Kush said, though. I think it's a $14.99 game, not a $24.99 game.
Well, that's why we have Xbox Live sales. Good luck finding.
Which suck
for the most part. The show offer is like 33% off for Xbox One games. I did pick up RBI Baseball for $5 when it was wrong.
I'm sorry,
dude. But it's not even worth $5.
It's not five, exactly. It's not worth $5.
But I figured I'd pick it up because, you know, why not?
If they make that Xbox Gold game, I'll be pissed.
Bad. Wholesale system this past week was really messed up because they screwed up on RBI, making it $5 for a brief period of time. And then they had Zombie Driver HD for 50% off, but then they bumped up the regular price of it to $25 so that it was only $2.50 off. And it was like, what the hell is going on? I'm like, I'm pretty sure this was always a $15 game. And I'm like, I'm going to wait because I think there's something fishy going on with all of this stuff.
No, I think that was a $24 game.
Another
game not worth $24.
Corey, you were going to say something about the sales?
Yeah, a couple weeks ago they had Rayman Legends on sale. I completely forgot to binge that one. Have you guys played that game yet?
The sales for me, like, I always... The reason why I say they're crap is because I don't care. If something's been released to retail, then I don't care about it digitally. I will always get it through retail. That's why I say it's crap. I'm more concerned about what they release that I can only get through the digital store.
But Rayman, real quick, I love it.
That game is fantastic. The art style, the sound, everything about it. I just thought I was...
issue with it, my kids,
go ahead.
My kids, they hog it.
Look, you need to tell the little punks that they need to get their own toys because, you know, you can't play Bayonetta 2 because they won't let you play their Wii U. You tell them, look, you tell them like Bill Cosby, I brought you to this world, I can take you out.
Those little bastards. I love them. But, man, give up on the remake, man. Let Dad play for once. Yeah, but that's all I've been playing. What have you been up to, Rob?
Hold on. Corey, want to talk a little bit? Did you want to say a little bit more about Rayman?
Oh, no, I think I'm good. It's just the other game's fantastic. Everything about it's really
solid. I know you and Sean have been playing the hell out of it.
There's only one thing that needs to be said about Rayman. Everybody loves Rayman.
Oh, goodness.
Oh, so Rob, what have you been playing?
This will probably be the first episode that the games that I'm going to talk about, I have liked every one of them. This has not happened in so long because I've already talked.
Dude. So this is the last episode of Pixelated Radio, everyone. It was great while it lasted.
Not the last episode. Maybe the season finale. Say.
This is like the opposite of when Chris said he was like done with video games.
I picked up Fantasy Life, which is a 3DS game. And I will say there's a little few annoying things about this game. It's an RPG. It's imagine Animal Crossing mixed with Rune Factory. Mixed with an MMO, because basically you pick a character class when you start your character out. You get to make your character look whatever they want to look like. It's got quite a few options for character customization. It's got online co-op. You basically do the same thing in this game that you do in Animal Crossing, where you open your town up and people can come into your world, except there's no long fucking train ride into town. It's just like, boop, you send them your world comes online, and I think it even lets you send messages to people to say, hey, you're welcome to come to my world. It's open. And basically, you get to choose from 12 different lives, is what they call the classes. The first thing I picked was a paladin. The one bad thing I'll say about this game is it's one of those Japanese role-playing games where there is so much ridiculously dumb, unneeded dialogue where you'll be like, oh, here's a sword. Well, let me teach you all about the sword, because back in my day when we used swords, we really knew how to use swords. And it's just like, it goes on and on. You're just like, come on, man. There's no reason to have, you know, write a fucking book in anytime that you see dialogue in this game, I groan because I'm like, it's going to go on for 5 minutes. And it's just like, and it's also one of those games where it's like, okay, you got your sword now. Great. Now let's travel all the way to the other side of the world map, or the other side of the city map, which is about 3 screens over, to talk to the other guy so you can get your shield, and he can teach you how to use your shield. Yay, right? And you're just like, ugh. And eventually, you know, it took me an hour to get through the first tutorial area so I could actually go out and fight something and explore the world a little bit. The good thing about that is that once you do it the one time with any character class, when you start another life, when I say when you pick another class or whatever, you can skip all that after you go to your teacher or whatever, and they'll give you your items. The only bad thing is you should definitely make sure you know what you're doing, because I picked a tailor, and I have no clue what a tailor does. So I had to stumble around a bit and go through some tutorials and read up on them from my mailbox. But now that I know how to do like crafting, I think I will understand crafting for all the classes now, because you got crafting classes, you've got fighting classes, and then you've got like your mining classes where you mine or you gather wood and stuff. And this game really does remind me of like the way that Final Fantasy 14 is set up, where you have a character and at any point you can go and change your character class and you get that job. What's good about this above Final Fantasy 14 is when you're a paladin, you can still go to an area and mine and stuff like that, to mine the rocks and stuff, which is really good, because you don't have to go back to town, switch your class, then go out and mine and say, oh my god, I'm getting attacked by enemies, so I gotta run, because you can still defend yourself. You just, whatever your life is, your character class is what you'll be the best part in. If you're mining as a paladin, you're not going to get as many items, but you'll still be able to get some. And the world's, you know, kind of cool and stuff. You get a house, and then later on you can buy other houses, and you get to decorate them and stuff like Animal Crossing. The only thing is you just can't, there's not like a big open field, and you just plop your house down and people just start moving in. I really would like to see a game do that. But everything I have played about this game is pretty good, except for the monotonous dialogue of just like, ugh. And the story is just kind of blah. But if you just like those games where you go out and you know, you're trying to, you know, you're, oh, I want to make this sword. Well, I need to go out and get to mine the stuff. And I want to, you can paint your items and stuff. You can decorate your house. It's just a lot of fun. And it's just one of those games that you can pick up and play for 20 minutes and stuff. And it's also one of those games where you say, well, I got half an hour. I'm going to play it. And the next thing you know, it's like 2 or 3 hours later and you're still sitting there like playing it. So I'm really impressed with what I played. And the fact that it's got online co-op for up to 4 people is pretty cool. I really think Kush would enjoy it quite a bit.
I think I would too. I just that, I don't know, there's a part of me that just can't bring myself to play my 3DS right now. I don't know why. It's like I have a hard time. Like, just thinking about it, I'm like, man, I still have Pokemon to get back to. It's like, I don't know. I feel like I'm not going to play anything on the 3DS.
Yeah.
It's so big. It's not a portable thing. That's what sucks about it.
See, it's, I think it's...
It's ginormous.
I wish it was a little thicker so I could play it longer. That's my biggest deal with it.
Look, don't. Don't.
I have fat hands and I'm getting old. Rich knows what I'm talking about. Yeah. We ain't got claw hands. Nah. Little claws.
No.
I have you, Rich. Big hands.
You're off the show. Get out.
Oh, my goodness.
You're supposed to agree with me. Never agree with Kush. That was your stipulation for coming on the show.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You forget your place.
Whoa, whoa,
you're the
whoa.
Worst. Hey, am I back in?
All right.
That was.
I have been.
Continue.
I have been playing a lot more Hyrule Warriors, which I freaking love that game so much. That game is so good. And there's just so much Zelda lore and stuff in that game that I really enjoy it. That adventure mode just keeps me coming back for more. I finished the main storyline, which is a lot longer than what you would expect, because it looked like, oh, there's an epilogue, and it's like, yeah, now you're gonna play as Ganon for a while. And when you beat the game, you unlock some of the other villains and stuff. And there's the adventure mode, there's hidden characters in there that you can unlock as well. So by the time you're done, I think before the DLC comes out, there's like 12 characters that you can unlock all total. And then like I bought the DLC pack, or the DLC season pass, and it comes with 4 season passes, and it seems like every one of them comes with like at least two characters, another adventure mode map, which is excellent, and the adventure mode maps will have like 8-bit weapons that you can collect in the game, so they look like giant 8-bit versions of your weapons, and they just look really cool because, you know, you get your Link and sword and shield from the very first Zelda game, and it just looks so ridiculous when you're playing and you're using that weapon. But the game is just really good. I can't recommend this game enough. And this is a game that I had no desire to play before it came out. I was pretty down on it, but it's definitely a great game. And if you like those Dynasty Warrior games, you would, and like Zelda, this is a no-brainer. And I guess the last thing I want to talk about is I picked up Bayonetta 2. Now I liked the first Bayonetta game, but it wasn't like the best game I'd ever played or anything. But so I wasn't super excited about the second one, especially because it was on Wii U. But I will say this: this is the best looking game I have played on any console this year, Xbox One, PS4, whatever. This is the best looking game I have seen. It looks amazing, and it's so bright and colorful. Like, even the first Bayonetta was kind of dark and dreary, but this game looks so bright and colorful. And I put some.
But Rob, it's not at 1080p.
I think it is. It sure does look like it.
I was joking.
I can't remember if it is or not. I don't remember, but it's...
You want to know the big secret?
What? No one cares? No one can tell the difference?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
Everyone should just shut up about all this peeing.
But I read on the forum.
Stop peeing all over the place.
I guarantee if you put them side by side and you looked, you could probably notice the difference. But not having them side by side, there's no way you're going to tell anything. And this game just absolutely looks gorgeous. And I have no fucking clue what is going on in this game. There is...
That's the beauty of Bayonetta.
Did you play the demo or anything?
To.
There's a demo.
No. Oh, here's the thing, man. You know, the Wii U is in my kids' room. And I just couldn't do that in good conscience, man. That game is a little too... Because my boys are getting... They're starting to notice girls now. And I don't need to do that.
Don't let Polygon sway you. It's not as graphic. Oh, no, it's no. pretty. It's pretty. It's
yeah,
pretty
it is.
Bad,
it, is.
But
it is.
Corey, did you play the demo game at all?
I've installed it, but I haven't had a chance to play it yet.
I want somebody else to play this demo so they can see how.
Same. I have it installed.
I just can't, man. I'd be a bad dad if I did.
I'm really impressed with the game, though. There are like fights in the game that you're fighting in the front and the foreground, fighting an enemy, and then in the background, there's two giant robot or there's two giant it things fighting in the background, like your hair monster or whatever's fighting another boss's Lumen Sage's monster as well, and it's just they're fighting in the background and you're fighting in the front, and it's just so amazing. And there's so much shit like that where you're like surfing on a broken door and you're surfing through like a curl of a wave. And you're fighting a monster while you're doing it. Just so much crazy shit is going on in this game, and it's absolutely amazing to see.
Now, Rob, have you unlocked any of like the Nintendo themed outfits?
I think
for?
That's Bayonetta 1, where all that shit's on in there.
Oh,
yeah, and
okay.
That's what's good
all
about
right.
this game too, is it comes with Bayonetta.
Yeah, I know, man. I want this game so bad.
And I'm like,
know.
I was like, you know, I knew it was coming with Bayonetta, but I didn't realize it was actually coming with Bayonetta on a disc. I thought it was a digital download. So when I open up the game and I've got two discs there, I'm like, holy shit, they gave you the actual disc too.
Dude, if the Wii was $100 cheaper, I'd buy another Wii U just so I could play it.
Yeah.
I want to play this game so bad, you don't even know.
It's amazing. And, you know, and I think I am finally getting over my achievements, having to have achievements in games, because Hyrule Warriors kind of broke me a little bit from that. Mm-hmm. And then, like, Bayonetta 2 is like, I'm playing this and I'm like, I don't care that I'm not getting achievements. And what's really funny is it does have an achievement system for itself, and they're called mm-hmm. bewitchments, because you'll beat a level or whatever, or you'll do something and it'll pop up in the corner of the screen. It says you unlocked a bewitchment, so it's just really cool.
That's cool.
So yeah, it's a shame this game's never coming out on anything but Wii U. There's no way Nintendo's actually listed as the publisher when the game starts up. So there's no way this is coming anywhere else.
Rats.
This could be a good thing for Nintendo, though. I mean,
I don't think this is the game.
They might start picking up.
It's not a property that
Nintendo
care about. It's not a huge property. I mean,
not saying that, but they're willing to go pick up this weird, obscure property that nobody else was picking up. They could start doing this with other games that have been dead for a while. So
that's why I don't get it.
This
man.
Is such a weird pickup.
Bayonetta, the first one was so good. You know, I don't understand how this game doesn't sell.
Well, even the first Bayonetta game didn't sell that well.
I know. It just makes me mad because it was
everybody,
awesome.
Everybody I know who played it loved it.
Yeah, it was awesome. Man, I hope you're wrong. I'm hope you're wrong, Rob. I hope it does come to
Nintendo
other consoles.
It's possible. Nintendo is the reason why this game even exists.
Yeah. Damn it.
You know, Black Friday's coming up. Maybe they'll have a price drop on the.
Yeah, I know,
or
man.
Get you a used one. That's what happens when you tell the kids to use their own money to buy something. They do it. Now you're like, hey, we're going to play that game.
Yeah, I know. That is a double-edged sword, man. There's never a right answer, man.
yeah, that's Bayonetta 2. I highly recommend it. And I wasn't exactly excited when this game came out. So there you go, guys. I talked totally about four games, and I loved every one of them. So let's get down to TV shows. I know I've watched The Flash. Coach, have you watched The Flash yet?
Yep.
That show started. I really wish they wouldn't have released that 5-minute-long trailer of the first episode, because they showed everything off in that episode that happens. So I was kind of like,
I didn't see it.
Feeling that yet, because this first episode, it's really starting to come into its own a little bit. Have you been watching it, Rich?
Oh, dude, I love this show, and I'm a Marvel guy. Mm-hmm. I'm not really a DC guy. I'm not a big Batman guy. I watch
because Batman is not that great.
Yeah, he's not. I watch Arrow, but sometimes Arrow just gets way too soap opera-y for me.
Again, get off my fucking show.
Dude, I'm sorry, man. It's just,
this season,
I'm a 45-year-old guy that's been married for over a decade. It's like, I'm whatever. You have a relationship, that's great. I watch Arrow to see him like fight supervillains and shit, not to boot over some chick.
It's CW show. That's kind of their thing.
I know. See, but that's one of the things about Flash. I mean, yeah, it's there, but if they don't, it's not as, like, I don't know. It's a little more palatable for my taste. Let me put it that way.
Subtleness to it.
Yeah. It's a little more subtleness to it. And honestly, I think the character is a lot more likable than the Arrow. The Arrow's just kind of
more lighthearted.
Yeah. And they're bringing in the super villains right off the bat. I mean, it's just way
here's
more
the problem I have with Flash, though.
Exciting to me.
I think it's going to be too much Monster of the Week.
Yeah, that's definitely doing that right now. I also just feel like they're going to come to a point where it's just like, we can't keep this up, because they're really, really going all in. And I feel like they need to like slow down. You don't need to like shove all this stuff in our face every single episode.
I don't know, man. I think you guys have been too Arrow-fied, because, the Flash is like a superhuman dude. You know? That's like saying the X-Men shouldn't have a supervillain every week. They're the X-Men, damn it. They got mutant powers. So does the Flash.
It's not an X-Men TV show, so it's hard to say that it wouldn't feel too Monster of the Week. I mean, Smallville also fell into that.
Yes, that's... But then they got out of it.
But that first season of Smallville was like, oh, he's fighting another monster that's being contaminated by the kryptonite crystals.
And he's a superhuman, so he's the superhuman of the superhumans.
I didn't watch that. So I'm
speaking
not a Superman
fan. Of DC superheroes, anybody else watch Gotham?
Yes. I've
been watching that.
I thought I would hate it because I hate Batman. I like this show. Apparently,
it's a thing.
I've only watched the first episode, and I'm just like, I don't know if I want to watch this. I'm kind of waiting until it's out on Netflix.
It's something.
I think each episode's getting better.
Yeah, I do too. I watched them all yesterday on the Fox app on the Xbox.
It is getting better.
I cannot
stand Jada Pinkett Smith.
Yeah, you and my wife both.
Seems to be everybody's least favorite character or actor.
I don't know. I like her.
I just got turned off in the very first episode the way they did the, hey, guess who that is? Hey.
Yes, the first episode was terrible with that. It's like, this person who you was whatever, the person they were framing for the murder of the Waynes. This is Poison Ivy's stepfather. So I was like, oh my God, why do you have to shove all this crap in my face? It's like, why does everything have to be so tangled in together?
They really only did that in the first episode, though. I haven't seen much.
That's why I haven't watched the rest.
It's a terrible first episode. But I would also say to you, Robin, everyone, and this isn't just for Gotham. This is for every TV show ever. You should never judge a TV show by the pilot, because the pilot is usually filmed way in advance, way before the rest of the episodes. The pilot is the worst thing to ever judge a TV show, because that's typically what they use as just like, okay, here's our idea, and then they present it to different studios and stuff. Pilots are a horrible way to judge anything.
I'm with Corey on this one, man. Each episode gets progressively better, because I was like, I watched the first one, and I was like, I watched the second, I'm like, well, this isn't bad. By the third one, I'm like,
it's getting better.
It's getting better.
And after the last episode,
I was like, wow, I can't wait for the next episode.
I do really like the actor who's playing Penguin.
Yeah.
And little Bruce is good. Ben McKenzie kind of, his Gordon can be a bit annoying to me. Just like he's like
a little too brooding.
Really teeth grinding. It's just like, just lay back a little bit.
Yeah.
And it's kind of frustrating, because I thought he would be a great choice. I thought he was a great choice, and he may, settle into the role, but so right now he's not my favorite.
The only pitfall I can see for Gotham so far, for me at least, is the entire city is corrupt except for Gordon.
Yeah.
They need to throw a few other people there who aren't, because it'll be a little much. It's starting to get there a little bit now for me, where it's like every week is like,
especially with that last episode. I mean, they introduced more people who are corrupt, and it's like, really?
Right, it's like, come on, dude. Everyone in this city can't be evil except for this.
That's kind of the whole setup of Gotham. That's the reason why Batman is there. If Batman, you know, in Gotham, if there wasn't so much corruption, then Batman wouldn't have had a job.
Well, what you're saying then is we're going to watch, you know, 10 more seasons of this show, and Gordon's not going to do anything, and then Batman's old enough to actually come back and help him out.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Gordon is the most incompetent person in the world.
That's a strong statement.
All right. Legend of Korra, Season 4.
Yes. This is the swan song of the season. It's not even on TV. You gotta either wait for it or be on Netflix, or you can do what I'm doing and buy the episodes.
That's so crazy.
Yeah, it is. I mean, I already talked about the reasons for that earlier in the show. I'm enjoying it. I don't want to give too much away, but I don't know. Basically, Korra had a really rough time in episode and season 3, and she sort of is in a self-imposed exile while she's trying to recover physically from season 3, and it starts off and she's sort of trying to get her mojo back, so to speak, and a lot of characters from characters from the original Avatar series show up, and in a good way, not just like a corny, you know, cameo, but an actual substantial way that really lends to the story for season 4. And so far, I think it's it's four episodes in. I'm really enjoying it. I hate to see the series go, but I think there's some really good writing in the series. So yeah, that's probably the only thing I'm really watching that's of note.
Corey, watched anything, man?
Yeah, I just watched the pilot episode of Constantine.
Oh yeah,
how was that?
It was a pilot.
It was a what?
pilot. As you guys were talking, I think the show has good potential. But me and my wife sat down and watched it this morning, and she hated it. She's like, "This is so dumb. It's so cheesy," and it kind of is. But I think that's the way they're setting it up, just because it was a pilot. Do you guys know anything about him or the show?
Movie.
Or any...
Does that count?
Not really. I don't think, because I don't read the comics or anything, so I don't know if it's accurate.
I know of the comics, but
I know about
really
the character. The... Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I mean, he smokes and coughs.
Yeah. he's supposed to be this like smart alecky, full of himself character, and they just shoehorn that in so hard in this first pilot. So I don't know if they can get over that to where it's not just over the top anymore. I think it could be good, but it also has the supernatural vibe, where they're demons and they got to put, you know, kill the demon each episode. And that's, I hope it's not monster of the week like we were talking about before, but it very well could be.
Hmm. I don't have so much problem with monster of the week if there's a lot of like, there's some background stuff to it, but I'm just,
that's some diversity too.
Yeah.
You know?
So,
well, without spoiling too much, at the end of the episode, he gets a map with a bunch of dots on it, and it's basically like, "Let's go get all these."
That's
dots
exactly
done.
How Arrow started, and that's exactly how the Flash started.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's kind of the same way. And the Flash is like, "Well, look, all these metahumans showed up because these are blips we got on the radar when the collider exploded," and so yeah, it's. It's kind of the same thing. Hopefully they get over that. I'm definitely interested in the show. If I didn't have so much else going on right now watching TV, and for some reason I decided that I wanted to watch the Gilmore Girls from the very beginning all over again.
Have you been talking to my wife?
I watched loves that show, man. You know, when it was on DVD and stuff. I remember that was what I watched when I was unemployed. Me and Mom sit here and watch the entire series, and I'm like, I really like that show. I wonder if it holds up. Yep, it still holds up.
Yeah, man, my wife likes you already. She hears this, she's gonna be like, "Oh, he's the best."
I'm already in season, like halfway through season 3. I'm already halfway through the series again. So, which sucks is because I haven't watched the single. Has Heart of Dixie come back, Kush?
No.
Okay. So I ain't missed.
I actually want to watch Gilmore Girls.
I think you would love it.
Because I remember Jeff Green talking about it all the time back in the GFW days.
You loved Heart of Dixie, and I'm thinking this show was kind of where a lot of that inspiration for that kind of show came from, the strange little town and stuff like that. And that's,
well, I mean, I like a lot of, I mean, I, my tastes are in the more like rom-com sensibility anyway. Like, that's my favorite genre of film. Yeah. So those kind of like little quirky shows. Like,
it's on Netflix. I've watched, you don't have much, Netflix. You don't do Netflix instant streaming.
I have Netflix.
Yeah, he does. Yeah, because that's why I knew he was watching it. Because you were the
holdout. I like the discs.
No, I still have the discs. I just have streaming too. I'll
definitely watch More Girls. That's your assignment.
Like, I've watched a whole bunch of the new rom-com TV shows, and I'm like, I don't like a lot of them. Like, I've been hearing a lot of good things about that A to Z. It's okay. It's not really that great. There's like Manhattan Love Story, which is just weird, and I don't understand how they get from episode to episode and how their relationship progresses in the way it does from episode to episode. I just watched that Virgin show.
How was that?
I don't know. It's okay.
Is she really a virgin, is she really pregnant?
Is she Yes, she accidentally, the doctor, she had a pap smear appointment and then an insemination appointment, and she screwed it up. So she accidentally inseminated her.
That is the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
But, like, the annoying thing about that is how they are, how so many things come into play and, like, come to get them to the point where they're at. And, for example, the way, like, the guy whose sperm they used is like some guy who this virgin, like, they had a moment many years ago, and he is married. She is in a serious relationship.
Obviously, it's not very serious. Virgin, she's still a virgin. No,
but the guy with the virgin is like, he was gonna propose, but then like he doesn't want her to have a baby. This guy ends up divorcing his wife because of whatever. So it's just like they're making it so convenient that, oh yeah, they're gonna, these two people who are the father and mother are then going to end up together because we have to have it be that way, but whatever. Mm-hmm. What I do like is that the lead actress isn't like some super skinny woman. I like that about it.
Yeah.
That's nice. And I mean, they have a large, like, Hispanic, Hispanic cultural aspect of the show too, but it's not like shoved in your face, or it's not like, oh yes, this is for Hispanics or anything. It's like, what? It's just part of the show. So I like that about it too. But yeah, I'm trying to think of other shows I've watched.
Oh, real quick, guys, have you guys been watching Shield?
Yeah, I've been watching that.
I haven't. I stopped watching it last season, about like right when Captain America 2 came out, and I'm like, that was the point where everyone's like, it got good, and I'm like, I keep meaning to go back and catch up.
I think it's a great show.
It's not Arrow or The Flash or anything, but it's coming into its own definitely more than it did.
I think it's better from like the first 14 episodes or whatever I watched. I'm like, this is not that good.
Yeah, it's kind
of. I'm also somebody who thinks the majority of Joss Whedon's work is garbage. Dr. Horrible's Sing Along Blog is the only thing that I would say is fantastic from beginning to end. Cabin in the Woods, garbage to get to a point where it's like, okay, we released the elevators, okay, now it's fun for the last 20 minutes. Dollhouse, garbage first 8 episodes and it gets good. It's Bluffy. I was like, I don't know what, I didn't know which property I was going to go with next, but Buffy, I watched whatever over half of the first season, and I did not like any of it. But apparently, I've been told it gets better at
the,
like,
first season
later
is very
on.
Monsters of the Week again.
Yeah, the Avengers. I don't think that's, the more I think about the movie, the more I don't like it. It just has a fun end part, and I think he really makes Captain America he treats Captain America like a bitch, and I don't like that. but yeah,
I don't know, man. I'm really of the superhero TV shows, Shield's my favorite one for this season, at least
for me.
It's gotten a lot better.
It's too early to say anything like that, but if it keeps it up, the Flash will definitely be my favorite superhero show. Yeah. If it can keep it up.
All right. So before we move away from television, Corey, is that it for you, buddy?
The only other thing I watched was the final season of How I Met Your Mother. I don't know if you guys watched that show or not.
I watched the last episode, and I predicted the way it was going to end, and it was so much worse than I even predicted.
Everybody hated on the end of that season, but I thought
to me it made sense.
I just think it's funny that the, like, whatever, spoilers, who cares, that the whole end of the season is just like, well, yeah, so I've been spending all this time telling you how I met your mother, but you know what? I never really loved her. I love this other woman. So, go get her, Dad. Okay.
I don't think that's true. I think he legitimately loved hit the mother, but, I mean.
I just realized the mother is the lead actress in A to Z. I'm pretty sure that's the actress from How I Met Your Mother. The mother from How I Met Your Mother.
Well, they had to give her some job. They kept her on the hook for 10 seasons or whatever.
Yeah, because they cast her right as that show started, if I remember.
Yeah.
Alrighty. So, I read a Forgotten Realms book for the first time in my life. I've never been a Forgotten Realms book, but I've been doing the D&D games, and it's set in the Forgotten Realms universe. So I'm trying to figure out more about the background of the universe. And I was like, well, they did this whole book deal called The Sundering, where basically when 4E D&D came out and they brought out the Forgotten Realms setting, apparently they ruined Forgotten Realms, and that's been the general consensus of everybody that played Forgotten Realms before 4E was released. So this book is fixing all that, so I figured it might be a good way to pick up what's going on in the world. And the first book was pretty good, and the sad thing is it's a Dritz book, and I can't stand Dritz, but the good thing about the book is it's not really about him. It's about his three friends, and I really did enjoy this one, so I picked up the second and third book in the series, and I'm going to read those as I go on. There was like six in the Sundering series, so kind of interested in reading those. So, anybody read anything comic book-wise or otherwise?
I've been reading the Hawkeye comic.
Okay, you don't count.
Which was recommended to me by someone. I forget the name of the writer on it, but it's actually pretty cool. It's sort of like a more realistic view of maybe what Hawkeye would actually do in his time off when he's not an Avenger. I'm about four books into it. It's pretty good. It's a little bit off of the normally beaten Avengers path. It's cool. He's living in some tenement and trying to stay out of trouble, but he seems to always find it.
Is radar in this?
I'm like a comic about Hawkeye. Not yet, but maybe. At some point.
Definitely need that Hawkeye MASH crossover.
Yeah, I've been reading that as far as comics, and I've been listening to what's the name of it? You know what? Ask somebody else. I can't remember the name of the. I'm two books into this. I can't remember the name of it though.
Has anybody else got anything?
I've been reading the dictionary.
That's great. Glad you did that, Kush. So.
I did pick up the final issue, or the hardback issue of Lock and Key, although I haven't opened it yet.
Oh, yeah, Lock and Key, that's good.
So I hopefully will finish that here in the near future.
I have no idea what Lock and Key is.
You need to read it. It's amazing.
Mm-hmm. Is it a comic book? Oh,
yeah, it's a comic book.
It's from Stephen King's son, right?
Hmm.
Yeah.
What's his name? Joe King? Hill.
So that's not his real name. Mighty. I don't think. I think he uses a pseudonym.
Yeah, so that people aren't like, "Oh, Stephen King's son."
Huh. Is it on Comicology or anything like that?
It's by IDW Comics, I think. So I don't know if it would be on there. I highly, highly recommend it. It's a weird.
I do too.
It's got a lot of things I've never seen in a comic book before. So
does it have titties? Because I like titties.
I think it does.
Damn.
Just play around with your own titties.
Man, shut up. No one asked you. I did pick up the first issue of the Legends of Baldur's Gate comic, which also goes with the D&D Forgotten Realms, where I'm trying to learn more about it. But I picked it up on Comicology. And the Comicology app on the telephone or on my smartphone.
Comicology. it just sounds so weird.
Comicology.
It's like you're saying
the app on the phone is shit.
Why would you ever read a comic on your phone? I know they do the panel-to-panel thing, but
I couldn't figure out how to do panel-to-panel on that one. But I need to read it on my tablet because that's where I read the other Forgotten Realms shit that I read. So, but anyway, I think that's going to be it for the show because I got shit to get to. So, everybody get your plugs in. Kush, what do you want to plug?
I'll go later.
Rich, what's going to plug? Rich? Did we lose Rich?
You killed him. You killed him.
he
took your firing. It's serious.
I fired him an hour ago. All right, Corey, what do you want to plug?
Oh, just follow me on Xbox or PlayStation at Wolfna.
Oh, I was muted. My kid came here to ask me something. I'm sorry.
Always the kids.
Yeah, you with them kids. Got to get them kids on a leash.
Yeah. I had a Band-Aid falling off.
That's an actual emergency.
From when you beat him?
No. I don't beat my children. I don't even spank my kids.
No wonder they act
Ah, they're good kids. I just swear at them every once in a while to freak them out. That works. So anyways, yeah. Follow me at Twitter, Rolex DP Racer, my gamer tag and PSN. Well, I'm not really on PSN that much anymore. But is Rolex DP Racer as well. And I also do a show about sports car racing.
What the hell?
You're interested in that madness. Hey, I said I had kids, right?
Did they break something?
Oopsies, maybe. do a show called Sports Car Unleashed, and you can check that out at scunleashed.com. We do a weekly show about all things IMSA related. And that's about it for me.
All right.
When I'm not muted.
All right, Kush, do you have what you wanted to plug yet?
Oh, yeah. Site pixelatedsausage.com, of course. I'm on Twitter at Kush3. Instagram, I'm Kush. Whatever. Other things will be happening again soon. Blah, 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 blah. Blah, 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 right. Blah.
Okay.
Blah.
I'm going to plug myself, Henderson Man, on everything. Xbox, PS3, PS4. You know, just about everything. Also, I want to plug Big Steven's podcast. Double XP podcast. I think that's pretty much it. So,
hey, you guys getting Sunset Overdrive?
Yes, sir.
Week? Yeah, me
definitely.
Too. Yeah, it looks good.
Alrighty. Well,
that might be a game to trump Bayonetta in terms of visuals.
Maybe.
It's definitely colorful.
Yeah. I don't know if you've seen the picture I posted, Kush, but, somebody made a character.
Yeah, just because there's a character who's, he's got a beard.
It looks just like you with dreadlocks. He even had the same homeless beard.
Stupid. Just because I have a beard doesn't mean I look like everyone with a beard.
I don't know. Everybody I've seen thought you'd look like that character. So, I'm just saying.
Well, they're all you.
I know more than myself. Anyway, I got a D&D game to get to, so you guys have a good day.
All right.
Take it easy, guys.
Take it easy, guys. Yeah, take it easy, dudes.